Hey beautiful people, welcome back to season 2 of Slice of Life with me, Jack Walton. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your episodes from. Don't forget to follow me on social media. I am Jack Walton and my new business page, Motivator Boy, to keep updated with future new episodes. Enjoy the show! Hey everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode. It's now March. This is super exciting because it's been exactly 1 year of producing A Slice of Life. I only had that realisation this morning. So the first episode of season 1 was with my friend Gavin. Really big shout out to Gavin because he was a huge inspiration in actually helping me make this podcast become reality. He really suggested that I did it. And we are here now a year later, season 2. Yeah, it's gone ridiculously fast. I wasn't really sure I'd do a season 2 to begin with, but it's been a total labour love. I've absolutely loved it. So thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for always supporting. And yeah, very excited for this month's episode. So my guest this month is somebody that I actually, like a lot of the other guests I've talked about, to be fair, met him on social media, on Instagram. That's why I'm always saying how good of a tool social media can be, because you can connect with a lot of like-minded people. This person, I kind of see them as a little bit of a mentor almost, because I just really look up to him in terms of what he's doing, his journey. And yeah, he's a very big inspiration. So I'm not going to say too much more. I want to welcome this month's guest, and his name is Andy Milan. Welcome, Andy.
What's going on, Jack? What's going on, beautiful people?
Yes! I love that. Right, how are you doing?
I'm all good.
Is this your first ever podcast?
My very first podcast, and I can feel it in my stomach as well. Ooh, very nervous.
But you're excited, right?
I'm very excited, yeah.
Right, so why don't you start by telling everybody, first of all, like how we kind of connected, and then a little bit about, just a bit about you and your journey. Like, let's just get it going. Like, Andy, who are you?
Okay. I think where we originally connected was Instagram. I think 6 months prior to actually having a conversation with you, you actually ignored one of my messages.
What?
I was working, at the time I was working with one of my mentors, Bob Proctor, his wife, Linda, in a business. And I seen what he was doing and what he was about. And,
really?
And I connected, well, I tried to connect with you to see what you was actually doing, what you was actually up to. And and I didn't get a reply. So.
Do you know what? I'm pretty sure that one is my message request folder.
Maybe. That's probably. Everyone's excuse, maybe.
Yeah, because I don't follow you and you don't follow me. So there you go. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's what it was. And I think, Was it the brand who messaged
you? Yes, so it was your brand that messaged me at the early stages of last year.
2019, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, was it a video on it?
I remember, it was an IGTV. I filmed it in my car, to be fair. Yeah,
so I watched that and I felt it. Like a lot of things I watch on Instagram, like you know yourself, what I watch and what I listen to and what I read.
Yeah.
I take it seriously. I don't just skip through. I genuinely watch and study. How I study books is how I've kind of, what I've learned off mentors along the way, from either reading books or from watching podcasts. That's how I've kind of learned how to do these things. So I break it down into quarters, say, then I break it down into chapters, and then even pages, similar to how I set my goals. There's big ones, there's small ones, there's quarterly ones, there's monthly ones, weekly ones, daily ones. So I break everything down like that.
I love that. So we'll get into all that stuff later, because I definitely want to talk about inspiration and podcasts and goals. Mm-hmm. But so let's kind of, so we met through Instagram and we met because of your brand. Tell us about your brand.
Okay.
So, and all about that.
So the brand is called Positive, abbreviated PSTV3. How it started was, okay, so in 2018, me and my ex-business partner, at the time he's a business partner, we went into business with a different brand named after Bob Proctor, who I just mentioned, and it never materialized. Nothing really happened. There was no dedication involved. There was no drive, really. And when we started working with Linda, it all just kind of fizzled out because of we concentrated on the bigger picture. Obviously, working alongside the Proctors was insane.
Yeah, I bet.
So we was literally being mentored through Linda, but by Bob, it was crazy. So I mean, coming from someone who has studied Bob, I mean, it was about a year at this stage, and to be, I mean, on conversations on there was an app on the phone,
it's
like a video call thing, and to be on calls with them. It was just honestly, it was surreal.
So you
were insane.
On calls with Bob Proctor.
Linda was on most of them. Bob was on one or two, just
he
kind
was
of explaining.
On them, though.
Yeah, he was explaining stuff.
And... So guys, for people who don't know, Bob Proctor is the most amazing like coach, mentor, inspirational figure. He's got multiple books out. He's got videos. He's got podcasts. Would you say he's been a big influence on your life, Bob Proctor?
Hands down, his material was what really changed my mindset.
Okay.
100%. It was his material. Yeah, I can't say he changed my life because it's down to the individual.
Yeah.
But his material definitely played a huge part in impacting the way my perception has changed. Viewing everything from, you know, road rage to bigger things, like if my son's a naughty, I've got to control. Whereas before I'm not gonna go crazy at my kids, but there comes a point where it kind of gets you, and parents out there will understand this, but you can kind of control it a lot easier when you implement certain things into your life, into your gratitudes, into your mornings, your affirmations, whatever you kind of do. So yeah, he's very, very integral. His material has been very integral in my journey.
Amazing. So with the brand then, so all this was happening, what happened next? How did it grow?
So Proctor Clothing fizzled out. And then I went through a couple of months where I was kind of in and out of Linda's business. I didn't really want to work with my old business partner anymore because it got to a point where it wasn't great.
Right, okay.
So the energy it wasn't worth being around.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of my friends in 2018, I had about four or five friends reach out to me, seeing what I was kind of doing on Instagram, how I was trying to add value or inspire people by even just posting certain things with a post of a quote, but then I'd kind of break it down how I perceive that quote.
I love that.
And that means a lot. So when people saw this, they was reaching out to me explaining how they was feeling with their own mental well-being. And one of them reached out. I knew him from football. And after a few months, we connected. We met up a few times, and it got to the point where I really wanted to pursue brand as a vehicle. Like, I'm more involved now with the clothing and the business side of it, but back then it was literally just about educating. Like, so positive is my aim is to educate and inspire as many people as possible.
I love that.
Through the clothing and the self-development of the mind. That's the aim. So
wow, so you're much more than just a clothing brand then?
Yeah, 100%. So
okay.
the clothing's a vehicle, obviously, in the future when I do reach the goals I've set.
Yes.
It can kind of run itself, or I can get other people to do that whilst I concentrate on what I believe I'm here for. Everyone's got a purpose, and I know what mine is, and it is to add value and help people. And I wouldn't say motivate, because like Mel Robbins kind of touches on motivation. Yeah, she touches on motivation as kind of a myth. You can't use it as an excuse. So I think it's more inspiring people to do certain things with them. Like, let's put it this way. So if someone's overweight, like BMI wise, I'm overweight. So I'm 6'4" and I'm 18 stone. Physically, I don't look overweight.
No, you don't.
But I am on paper, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Yeah,
but if you've got someone who's 400 pounds, they're overweight for a reason, whether it's something to do with their
mental health,
anything. But it's up to them to control it. And it's easier said than done, of course, but it's up to you. You've got to control that situation. But if you're going to the gym, say, and then you're going to eat a chocolate bar and then a pizza at night, you're not helping yourself.
It's not really working, is it?
So it's just changing little things in your actual life, in your daily routines. Like I watch a lot of Eric Thomas. I'm not a huge motivational speaker lover, but Eric Thomas is... I do like Eric Thomas, and he talks about this. Everything's your fault. Everything's your fault, whether it's good or bad.
That's such a painful realisation.
It is very painful. And we both kind of know each other's backgrounds.
Painful, yeah.
And I know with your situation, with what you've just reconciliated.
Yes.
And you've got to the point of acceptance, and that's what it's about.
Yeah, with
it's
my
about
dad,
accepting,
yeah.
And you've got to just accept it. It's down to you. It's like road rage is easy. Someone could cut you up, and it's up to you whether you react
Send
or not.
Send them love.
Yeah. They could have a dying. They could have someone dying in the
Send
car.
Send them love. Send them love.
You know, so... Yeah, it's just about inspiring people.
I love that.
Educating people.
So with the brand then, what for people that don't know, what do you sell? Like, what kind of stuff are you producing? Is it like casual?
So at the minute, we've got hoodies, t-shirts, tracksuits, twin sets for the gym, and ladies' gym wear as well.
Wow.
There's a lot going on at the minute with the brand, which I can't really go into too much detail with, but we're in talks with...
That's exciting.
We're in talks with a big company to potentially be selling out of there. There's a lot of things I need to do regarding the brand. This is where I've connected with the brand a lot more. It's not just about, I've got to be there for everything. I've got to be there for business as well.
Because you are everything, aren't you? Because if you've got like a partner now, or is it just you? Is it just Andy?
It's been just me since February. So when I connected with a guy, we started the brand. We sat down and I put it on him and I said, let's do it. This is my plan. This has always been my plan. This has been the ethos. This is my why. And it resonated with him. So it fell into place. It was easy to start. There was obviously hiccups and roadblocks on the way, which we overcome. So we started, we actually launched in January 2019. So 3 months after, we actually sat down and spoke about it.
Wow.
So a month later, I had to ask him to resign because, again, I can't, I don't really want to go into too much detail because it's not a nice thing to go through, but it's on, obviously on his part as well, it's not a nice thing to...
There was some difficulty, right?
So I had to ask him to resign because...
So you parted ways then?
Yeah. I'm 100% committed to my brand. I'm going to do everything I can to grow the brand.
And you have done in the last year. It's only been a year, hasn't it, of your brand, right?
It's gone. Like, last year was my hardest year, I think, mentally.
What, business and life? Or
life, which obviously impacted the business. Mm. I wasn't really putting any effort into the business, although it looks decent from a social media perspective.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot really going in. It was just, I was being lazy, and this is where I'm talking about. It's you who dictates. You're the driver of your...
So true.
Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
You're the author of your book.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
I love that one.
So if my brand's failing, even though it wasn't in my head, it's not good enough for what I want it to be. So if I'm at that point, I need to do something about it because habits aren't working.
Yeah.
So I need to change them habits, shift my paradigm. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Which I've vowed to do 2020, and I'm not one to say new year, new me, or I'll do it Monday.
I hate that, you know.
Or anything like, yeah, I'll do it Monday. I'll go to gym. No, it's Thursday today. It's Wednesday today.
Let's do it.
Go.
Do
it. What's your excuse today? You're tired. You know,
we'll always find excuses if we don't want to do something.
And that's where I want to help people without sounding patronising or blunt, because a lot of people would take it the wrong way. They really would. I did it to myself. The way I've kind of drilled myself is constructive criticism, and it's not saying you're lazy, you've got to do this, but you have got to do it
in a nicer way. Yeah,
it's excuses, and there's no arguing that fact. You know, so
wow, that's powerful. So with the brand, then, have you got, like, without saying too much, have you got like a long term? Because I know we've spoke personally. You've got a lot that you would like to do with this brand, haven't you?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, obviously, I have spoken to people who've had brands before, but this, for everyone listening, really is more than just a clothing brand. We're not just saying it. It's not just about the clothes. And I also really want to ask about the whole hashtag of trust the process. I know those are two separate questions, but you can answer whichever you want first. But trust the process is something that I find very interesting because, like, it links in with what your brand's about, doesn't it?
Yeah. So trust the process was... The meaning of that is what I've just explained about how come from January the 13th, 2019 to today.
Yeah.
Where I've had a lot of people who have got businesses will understand.
Oh, God.
People in life period will understand, but people with businesses, they go through patches where...
It's hard, isn't it?
You're not selling. I wouldn't say what you expect to sell, but what you believe you are worth.
Yes.
And you're not kind of getting there.
Yeah.
And you just want to give up, and it's easier to give up. That's why...
Of course it is.
X amount of brands fail.
They
within
do,
the first
and they close.
Year.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I'm not one of those brands. I'm not one of those people. So I've had to kind of dig in. And I've had a few people around. My brother's been very... he's been a huge part of my growth period. He was the one who got me onto The Secret, who started my self-development journey. So to say he's been a part is underestimating the impact he's had on me.
Shout out to Andy's brother.
Yeah, Matt. But trust the process. Is you've just got to, like, if it was simple, everyone would do it.
Yes.
I don't like cliches, but
like writing a book,
but they're facts. So yeah, yeah,
said that
exactly
to me
like
last
yourself
year, yeah.
How many times did you want to give up in
oh
that
my
3 year
God,
period?
So many times.
I can
it's really hard.
You would have
really
sat there. You would have had writers. What's it called? Writers' block. Writers' block.
I had
so
that.
You would have put. You would have put.
I did
pen
have
down,
that. Yeah.
Did you? And you would have just in your head. You'd give up.
But it was even harder than that sometimes.
It is. It's hard. So when you're trying to deal with manufacturers and social, I mean, I don't like. I'm not a huge fan personally of social media. I know the impact it can have in a positive way, but I'm not a massive fan of it. I'm not anti social media, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
So if I'm dealing with that, and I'm dealing with manufacturers, I'm dealing with designers, I'm dealing with fashion, I'm dealing with zips, tech packs, you know, materials,
there's a lot
logos,
going on there.
And then I've got to deal with my own thing. I've worked full time, I've got three
this
kids.
This is what I just wanted to say, like, if this wasn't enough, Andy's got a full time job and he's got a family.
Yeah, but a supportive family as well. Like,
it's amazing,
I've just got engaged to my partner Rachel as well.
Yeah.
Which is, we've been through, again, we've been through some,
you
we've
have,
been, like
you?
Everyone, we've been,
ups
we've
and
been through
downs.
Some,
and...
We've been through some downs, but.
Yeah.
We've kept it real, and we know for a fact that we've got each other's back through anything. And like I say, trust the process is in regards to everything. It's not just my brand's motto, really. It's everything in life, like yourself with the book, or like a relationship. Unless it's a severe incident, you're gonna get patches in your relationship, in your friendships, in your work. You're gonna go through things. You've just got to accept and trust it. It's more about acceptance, like we said earlier. But you've got to accept it. You've got to trust it. It's a process. At the end of the day, it's not an overnight thing. It might look like an overnight thing when it happens.
It's not, though,
like your
it?
Book.
It might look like that to some people. Yeah,
but it's 3 years. Yeah. For you and people around you.
People don't really see what happens behind the scenes, do
no,
they?
No, definitely not.
Might be like you with like, oh, Andy's got some new tracksuits out. There we go. Actually, no. There's been lots and lots and lots of things that have happened behind the scenes that go into it, isn't there?
100%.
So that's interesting. We've trust the process. Obviously, me and you, we're both really into motivation, right? Mm-hmm. Personal development, being our best selves. I know for a fact that I was not always like that, because I've spoken about this a lot in the past. Tell me about growing up. What were you like then? Because there's a big contrast, isn't there? And I think for people listening at home, it might be really interesting to hear, okay, so this guy's like this now. What happened?
What triggered? So growing up was pretty... It was good. I had both parents. I had siblings around me. I had friends. I was removed from year two in school because of my behaviour.
Wow.
And I had to go to anger management when I was five, I believe. Is it five?
Really?
5 years old. So I went to the school next door. And through the whole of school, this is a 6 to 11 year old school, and I was suspended so many times, and I was pretty much on paper I wasn't excluded from junior school, but I was removed again. I was allowed to do the end of year tests in year six.
Yeah.
So I went to senior school with the same mentality again.
Right.
And I was constantly in trouble again. I went to anger management again in year 10.
That's interesting.
I was arrested. My head teacher got me arrested off site when I was year 11.
Really?
For an incident, yeah. And again, I wasn't officially excluded, but I was told I wasn't allowed back in year 11 except for my GCSEs, which I wasn't entered to a lot of them. Because, I believe I've always been pretty intelligent.
Okay.
But I've always... This is where it's strange for me, and I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't know why I was always... Because, like I said, I had a good upbringing. We didn't have a lot of money. I would say we was broke. But we didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
I had to wear odd trainers sometimes, and there was points where my mum and dad didn't eat on certain days because there was kids, and obviously you got to prioritize your kids. So it was, but it was a good upbringing as a whole. When I hit the teenage years, it was a lot more compact. Like we had the money. It wasn't like, again, we didn't really have a lot of money, but we could afford meals at this time.
Yeah.
But I can't really put a point on why I've always been like this. I've always kind of believed I've got ADHD. I've never been diagnosed. I don't want to be diagnosed with anything. So
you don't want the label?
That's the thing. What's the point? I don't need to be told I'm depressed or I've got ADHD. I've got Tourette's. I've always been told that. But
it won't change it, though, being told it. So I guess for you,
I don't want another label. I don't need medication for what I do. Do you know,
so if I've got twitches,
my partner's, it's funny because I do certain things, and it's kind of, for me, it's annoying because I don't want to do it. But I don't go around like people think Tourette's is like screaming and swearing.
Swearing all
the
time, right?
Yeah. So I do little twitches or little noises, and my friend used to cut my hair, and the guy who you met, he took the pictures,
yeah,
and had twitch, and he'd have to stop trimming my hair. And this is something I've never actually spoke about. I think people have noticed, and the closest people
I hadn't noticed that you had like little twitches.
Yeah, I think the closest, very close. I kind of put a cap on it, which again I've learned to just not,
because you know how to stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a way, but when I've got something else I'm concentrating on, it you can't really hold it in. So if I'm at work and I've got my earphones in, I'm doing noises or whatever. People notice. People don't really want to say stuff, but I don't mind. I've never really spoke about it, and I'm actually happy I have, because it's crazy. It is crazy. It's funny. It's a funny thing, but
it is, isn't it?
So yeah, I was kind of kicked out of year 11. I left school with no. I got a distinction in performing arts. That's about it, because my drama was my passion.
Was it?
I was offered the Millennium Point. I was offered
upstairs.
I was offered an audition to kind of get into drama school, and I got here, and I lost my bottle, and I left. I was offered something at Birmingham Rep when I was 16, and I left. I took the easy route down to Brick Lane with my brother-in-law because it was guaranteed.
So what did you do there?
I was Brick Lane.
Really? So after you left school, right?
I went to college. Again, I was kicked out of college.
Okay.
So I was basically, yeah. So,
so do you know when you were like, always like, either like kicked out and whatever, was it always the same behaviour? Were you just like, was it bad? Were you destructive? Like what? I'm just trying to get an understanding of what you were doing.
It wasn't, the thing is, looking back, it's never malicious. I'm a kid at the end of the day, and the oldest I was 16, 17, and I was a class clown. I don't know whether this is where I was getting at earlier. I don't know whether that was to cover something up, because I've always been kind of reserved and shy.
I said you are quite shy, aren't you? Really?
So yeah. when I'm kind of reserved, I think it's more reserved. So when I'm in the environment for a period of time, whether it's an hour or a week, it takes me time
it's
to kind of
interesting because it's almost like extrovert and introvert.
Exactly.
Does and that people, make sense?
Yeah, but people don't understand me. People think because they know me, I'm loud or I'm out there. Do you know? Because I am.
There's different sides to everyone, though, yeah. Isn't there?
So again, is that covering something up? So when I was at school, I had to be the centre of attention.
Right, right.
So I don't know, like I'd randomly just throw a pen at someone.
So you
just
could no be reason. Like, so people could pay attention to
yeah,
you, right?
Yeah, just to laugh. I wanted to fit in and make people laugh. And I was always suspended for, like, we used to play Money at the Wall and one of the head teachers come over and told me not to. It's one time and I threw it because everyone was there and I knew it'd make everyone laugh and I was suspended on the spot. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I've always had that problem.
Because maybe, I guess in a deeper way, you either crave or really wanted yeah. other people's attention.
Definitely, 100%. And that's not normal. And this is why I want to help younger people. Like,
this is interesting. So you left school with pretty much no qualifications. Mm. You were kicked out on all these different bits and pieces. So all that's happening. So I find this so interesting because I see you sitting across from me now. You are light years apart. Tell us, like, what was the wake-up moment? How did you begin to change? Because I can't really almost imagine it, because there is, like, these are polar opposites. You went from this place of, you know, being kicked out of school, no qualifications, kind of lost in that kind of way, and now to having a family, having a full-time job, having a business, doing all this stuff around personal development. How did all this stuff shift?
I don't think I can actually pinpoint. I'm still trying to figure that out it was. But I pray to God she doesn't mind me saying this, but there was a point when I was 17 and my sister tried to end her life. It was diagnosed with psychosis. She was diagnosed with psychosis. So basically demons were in her head telling her she had to give her life up to save her daughter.
My
niece at the time was 3 months old, I think. So she attempted to take her own life. And then there was points where probably 7-8 years ago, my brother a couple of times went through the same kind of thing where he believed he wasn't, I guess he believed he wasn't worthy. And
right.
I guess I went from an ignorant phase where I think most people are regarding mental health and suicide, where they call the person who commits suicide selfish or cowards and stuff.
Yeah.
Where and obviously I'm going to put my hands up, I was probably one of those. I don't remember actually saying this, but I wasn't aware of this. And until you're aware, you can't really, you know.
Yeah.
So I think those couple of incidents didn't trigger straight away. But looking back, I think that's maybe where I started growing up mentally, especially with my brother, because I was a lot more alert with what was going on. I kind of drove to where he was and picked him up, brought him to hospital and had to get him pumped and stuff.
Wow.
So that was definitely a part. And then I got to a point in 2017, probably after summer 2017, and I felt low. And I text my brother, who was always trying to, I say preach, he was always trying to preach to me certain people and certain things on YouTube to watch and to,
okay,
you know. But again, at the time, I was very ignorant about it. And I was like, oh, this is rubbish. This is This is ridiculous.
I used to literally say the same thing. Like, I'd make
ridiculous.
Fun out of
yeah,
positive quotes.
Yeah.
And I'd just be like, nah,
horrible.
I don't believe any of that
football.
Stuff.
I'd rather listen to music. I ain't watching that.
So you were like that to begin with, right? You were totally like, nah, it's not for me.
Yeah, 100%. So what I'd done in 2017, I messaged him and asked him for... I literally texted him. I remember the text. I said to him, have you got anything I can watch or read? What will motivate me? Because I feel a bit...
Yeah, you're down, right?
And he sent me The Secret on YouTube.
Oh, best one to begin with, that is.
And so I literally watched it.
Oh.
And I didn't take anything from it the first time.
That's what I was about to say. Do you know the first time you watch something like that, it's probably like, okay, really?
So I literally watched it, and I was just, the whole way through, it's ignorance again.
Did anything kind of click, or was it just like...
Everything clicked.
Right.
I already did it all.
Did you believe it?
I believed I did it all. So everything I was talking about, I'm already grateful. This was at a stage where I wasn't feeling great in 2017 again. I was at work, I was constantly arguing with them. So put it this way.
Yeah.
So me and my manager didn't get on. And you've seen your manager 5-10 times a day, easily. 5 days a week. Every time I see him, feeling my stomach, I'm looking for an argument.
So you butt heads quite a lot.
A lot. But that was my fault. I was looking for arguments.
You were looking for it, right?
100%.
Yeah, yeah. You're attracting it. Yeah, you were literally attracting
that's
what you were
thinking
asking
when I see him, I'm going to say this, and then I'd vent up, and then he'd come back, and I'd lose my head. But I'd lose it even more. I wouldn't just talk about a point. I'd just talk nonsense. So when I watched The Secret, it was all about gratitude, and Bob Proctor's talking about gratitude. And
it's amazing, isn't it?
And I phoned my brother straight away, and I said to him, I've just watched The Secret. It's rubbish. I'm already grateful. And he laughed said, what are you doing tonight? I said, oh, I've got work. I can't be bothered. I'm on night. And he went, do you enjoy it? And I was like, no, I hate it. And he laughed down the phone. He said, watch it again. And I watched it three more times within 3 days, I think.
Yeah.
And it literally clicked. I said, oh my God. So
you had a moment then.
Yeah, 100%. I spoke to my cousin who just completed her first vision board, actually.
Oh, amazing. I love vision boards.
So I spoke to my cousin and she told me to get The Power by the same author,
yes,
Rhonda Byrne.
Yeah, I've read The Power. Yeah.
And then my brother said, get The Magic again, Rhonda
Byrne. The Magic,
Byrne.
The Power, The Secret.
Yeah, so I read The Magic, and The Magic was what really did it. The Magic was, it's a 28-day...
Oh my God, did you do it?
Yeah. And my partner at the time was just like, what are you doing? Like, every
best
night I've come back.
Best thing
it's
ever.
It's crazy, insane. Like, that's definitely something I would recommend people listening to this now.
That is crazy.
Buy The Magic and complete it, because honest to God, that is what...
I can't believe we've both done it.
Yeah.
That's interesting. We both did it at the very beginning of like our journeys, if you want to call them that.
We both agree that gratitude is pivotal.
Gratitude.
We both agree. I think most people who I listen to a lot of podcasts with Tom Bilyeu, who I've mentioned to you.
Yes.
And everyone who we get on from Tyler Bukwali, Wycliffe Shawn, Dr. Joe Dispenza, from everyone, Jesse Itzler, like everyone. Like,
what does it start with?
It starts with gratitude and hard work. They're the two things. They're the two things where I constantly work on now. Gratitude and hard work. That's why I've so much effort
so
now into my
powerful
business. Yeah.
So do you know when you did the Power, The Magic and all that? What shifts did you see? What started to change for you? Like, how did it all kind of progress from that early point, like 3 years ago?
My environment, 100%. It was it felt like, this isn't being disrespectful, but
yeah,
it felt like the people I was around, I was outgrowing them. And I think that's what makes total sense. Yeah, it does make sense. And so the people who are my close friends, I obviously invited them to do the same thing, and some of them did, some of them didn't, and some of them who did, we still talk, do you know? And some of them who didn't, we're not on that same level,
are you?
Yeah, and it's not disrespectful.
Of course it's
by
not.
By far from disrespectful, but it is what it is. And I've always got time for everyone, but I think when you're studying certain things and you're putting so much work into yourself, and that's
everything
what's the
changes,
most important thing.
To be honest.
Yeah, it does.
Everything
and
changes.
It's your environment. It is your environment. And then you start to, like, when you was doing The Magic, the first
amazing
week, I would say, it's so hard to find gratitudes.
Yes, it is. I was like, wait a minute, what have I got to be grateful for? She's like, do you, like, 3 to 5 or even, like, it was like 10. I was like, I don't have 10 things to be grateful for.
Yeah,
what you want about? That's literally what I thought at the time.
10 things from like a certain like subject, isn't
yes
it? So it's like 10 things about yourself. That's what I still do now. I do 3 to 5.
No, you're right. That's what it was. And yeah, I remember thinking, wait a minute, this is hard.
It was hard. And then you get to week 3 and then the last week, you're like,
you're,
oh my God, you start bringing up vents, drainage, you know. And,
but isn't that weird though?
Yeah, but you can mean it as well. You're not just writing, oh, I'm very grateful for
drainage.
No, you drainage
actually genuinely
mean
it. Mean
it. And you do. You get to a point where you do, and that's, gratitude's powerful. You wake up every day, we wake up every day. The first thing we should be grateful for is life. Period.
I'm alive.
Hmm?
I say that every single morning.
And then you can see. I can name 5 things from the
I
top of my head.
I always do that as well.
You can see, you can hear, you can touch, you can smell, you can taste.
I
it's
always
5 things.
Do that. Do you know what's mad about gratitude? That when I didn't used to do it, I think we're just very naive, because we go about life and we're always wanting more, more, and more. I'm literally talking from my experience. Always wanting more, always wanting more. And we never see what we actually have within us to be grateful for. I'm not even talking about external stuff. I'm literally just talking about what you said. I've got sight, so I can see. I can, like, walk. I'm alive. It's even that stuff. And a lot of the time, I think when people say, oh, I'll be grateful, I always hear people say, oh, what have I got to be grateful for? But I used to have that exact mindset. And now it's like, wait a minute, there's never-ending things to be grateful for.
It's infinite.
And I think the more, which is really interesting with this one, the more you practice gratitude, the more you find to be grateful for. And it snowballs and it just continues growing.
I think the problem is with humanity is like I was talking about being overweight earlier. It takes to get to that stage to have to do something. Like the doctors say, you've got to lose weight now. Why wouldn't you have done this years ago?
How come that always happens, do you think? Because I've realised that even
that's
like
the way we're built.
In a mindset point of view.
Yeah, we're built this way from environments, from back. This is what I'm trying to change. Huh. This is my goal. This is what I want to change, people's perception on personal development and how important it is, coinciding with mental health as well, which is obviously what my brand prides itself on.
Yeah.
And obviously what I've spoke to you about in the past regarding something what will coincide with the business is the charity for mental health and homelessness. What we're trying to do. Even to the point of paying, like yourself, we spoke about this, even people paying people like yourself to go into schools and just talk, that's going to be very beneficial. It's little, but it's very beneficial. If we can do that in Birmingham alone to start and obviously spread,
would be amazing.
It's huge. And then I'd love to be able to fund for people to go to counselling or anything you'd kind found a need regarding mental health, I'd love to be able to fund it as a charity. Oh, I really would.
That's amazing.
And the homeless side of it. I know you're passionate about homelessness.
Massively, actually. Yeah, yeah.
And we talked about this in the past as well. And
it's a big one, isn't it?
What I wanted to do, yeah. It's clothe, shelter, feed the homeless. Like, it's not just a once a year thing because it's Christmas. Like, that's like they're alive 365
that's
days a year.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Like, let's do it every week, every day. Every day, they need food every day.
They do.
We have food every day.
They need to eat every day, right?
We need to be grateful because this is what I'm saying.
I always say that in the morning. I've got food. I always do that one. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Always.
It's crazy gratitude, man. It's crazy. And like I say, mental health and homelessness is just...
We don't realise, seriously.
So, yeah.
We don't realise how lucky we are. But like, we do, but a lot of people really don't realise.
It's taken for granted.
I never realised how lucky I was. I never realised how much I'd actually took for granted. I'm like, wait a minute, I've just been taking all of this stuff for granted and acting like it's almost untouchable, like it's never going to be taken away from me. I've also learned from painful experience that sometimes as well, you don't actually appreciate things or even people until they've been taken away, until they've gone.
Exactly.
And when that happens, it's like, boy, is that an eye-opener?
I should have spent more time with...
I should have gone to visit this person more. I should have done this more. I should have... It's always, I should have.
Yeah.
I could have. Yeah. But we actually can't get that time back.
This is why I do... This is where the 3 to 5 things comes in. Again, I urge people listening to do this. So
yeah.
As soon as you wake up, whilst your mind is in that theta state.
Yes.
So your subconscious is wide open for everything. So pay attention to the 3 to 5 things you're grateful for, the 3 to 5 people you're grateful for, and the 3 to 5 things about yourself you're grateful for.
Ooh.
And do it for the whole of March. The whole of March.
Guys, that's a great challenge, right?
And see how you feel at the end.
Do you know what I love about these things like gratitude? You don't need anything to do it. You don't need a thing. No. You just have to be there doing it.
I write them because I believe writing's more powerful.
Writing's powerful.
But I literally do gratitude all day. Yeah, I do them all day. When I'm at work, I literally do them all day. But I like writing them in the morning because I think I personally believe writing is more powerful.
It's whatever works for you though, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
It's whatever works for you. It's whatever you guys want to do. But I think that's really interesting with giving gratitude because I know for sure doing that, I feel like when you give gratitude, you then get more in return.
And this is where people, I believe, go wrong because you shouldn't... I get what you just said and I know how your mindset is, but...
Yeah. You shouldn't do it for that reason,
exactly,
right?
That's,
you shouldn't give
reason,
gratitude
yeah.
to be like, cool, if I'm going to give gratitude, I'm going to get more.
Give to give.
No, but when you do give gratitude, it's almost like a fact that every like law of attraction text proves that if you give thanks what you've got, you are going to receive more of what you actually desire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What you reap and sow, innit?
But you've got to do it authentically. You've got to be like, I'm going to give gratitude because I genuinely want to give it, because I genuinely feel grateful for what I have in my life. Not that, I'm going to do it because I want more of this and that. However, I know for sure if you do it from that way, the universe gets it, it clocks it, it knows it, because the universe works in energy and it's like, wait a minute, that energy's not vibing. No. God, I feel like there's so many avenues this could go down.
Yeah.
Tell us about, tell us about the mindset shift. Like, what kind of, how did it go from there? Because this is so powerful in terms of the gratitude and then the secret and then all this. What happened to your mindset? Because I know for me, in my situation, it was really going from almost like a negative state to a positive one and changing how I was thinking. Because it might be different for you, but I was a very negative thinker. So I was changing like my thoughts to like positive ones. And then that's when all the goal setting came in and all this stuff. So how did yours snowball?
I think it was similar. I think regards to goal setting, I think even setting daily goals, washing up, that's a goal. That's a goal at the end of the day.
It's a really good point. It should be done.
I get it.
It's a good point.
So set 3 goals the night before for that day. That could be vacuuming the hall stairs and landing. Having a shower.
Yeah.
People who I know as well, who are in a certain state of mind, which isn't great.
That could
getting
be
up,
a huge effort.
Getting up is a goal.
Their mindset doesn't want, they're
struggling.
Yeah.
And to get up is, people with no problems mentally, frying up on this, but getting up is a huge deal for some people. Huge deal. So that's a huge goal. For some people, that's a huge goal. So if you set that goal and do, again, Mel Robbins thing, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, like she was, like, the podcast with Tom Boyle, she was saying that she was down and out and she was in bed for, was it months?
Yeah, she was.
She was down and out.
Totally different.
And she literally done the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 thing once and it worked. She got up and kind of stood there and she did it for X amount of times and just do that and it changes everything. Like,
it does change everything.
Because it's self-gratification.
It changes
everything.
You're achieving
things daily. You're winning daily.
Yeah.
We're winning daily. We wake up, we're winning daily. But
if you're
setting goals and you're smashing these goals, as small as clean the toilet, wash your plates, tiny little things like that. Your self-gratification, it's huge for us. Huge.
So did you, because I know I didn't, did you used to set goals before this?
No.
Cool, neither did I. So with that, so like with the goals, how do you set goals now? Like, tell us about your goal routine. What do you do in terms of like different ones? What do you set?
So
you do daily ones, right?
I do. Yeah. So the day before, so tonight I'll obviously do tomorrow's and
yeah,
that's how it goes. And I basically work it like that for. So the day before I do it for the day, the week before I do it for the week, for this month I do it for next month, and then obviously
I do that as well.
But then I've got this is where I kind of fell away last year, which you know about. I was kind of focusing on a brand, although I was lazy with it. So I was losing everywhere because I was failing in a brand,
right?
And I wasn't working on myself.
That's a good point. I was just going to say, do you set goals for your business and then yourself? Because it's important to cover both, isn't it?
Yeah. So I'd done my 5-year goals before I even launched, and to be honest, last year I smashed all the goals by July, which. This is where I'm saying
it. I love that.
I believe the brand was failing, but I'd done everything
but
I
technically
set
it wasn't.
To do. No, it wasn't.
It was
at
the
all.
Opposite of that.
But because I wasn't, this is how I think. I wasn't working on myself and I wasn't in a great place last year.
So that's because of where you were at then?
Exactly. Even though the brand speaks for itself and what it did last year, I'm very proud of myself. I think it's amazing.
You really should be. Look at what you've done.
Yeah, but at the time, because I wasn't doing anything for myself. I mean, how many times was we meant to do this?
Such a good point. I remember thinking to myself this morning, I've been waiting like 6 months to get Andy on this chat.
So this is where the excuses come in. There's always an excuse. I could have come in, but I genuinely believe I wasn't in the right mindset to kind of do anything at all to add value or ask people to do certain things like goals or gratitudes or affirmations.
You have to be
in
the right mindset, because
I've kind of I'm back doing what I should be doing. I believe I should be doing.
Yeah,
I believe I'm in a good. I'm in a very good place now. I'm in a very very.
Oh,
good place
Andy,
now.
That's so nice to hear. That's amazing. So wow. Okay. So in terms of your goals, like tell us what you do in terms of all the other stuff, so affirmations, like visualizing, what stuff, what other practices? Because a lot of people are gonna be like, okay, then like what I want to like work on myself. What can I do to get started?
Okay, so the. There's something called the analytic mind. That's the difference between the subconscious and the conscious. And the mind doesn't know. The subconscious doesn't know what's real and what isn't.
Yes.
So things like, so I listened to an artist called Russ from America. I think he's Canadian. He, one of his lyrics, he says, this ain't a Nissan, it's a McLaren. That's how I told myself, that's how I got it. So he's driving his Nissan, but he genuinely believes, he's feeling himself driving
the McLaren.
A McLaren. And it's not going to happen, again, it's not going to, it's magic. But
yeah.
It's not going to happen overnight. You can't just say, oh, this is a McLaren and bam.
Yeah.
You've got to work hard.
You have.
You, no doubt about that, but you've got to believe, and that's what he did, and he believed it. And you've got to go and sit in the cars that you want. You know, like, you haven't got to post it all over social media, but go and do it once a week. And if you want a Porsche Cayenne, let's say, shout out to Porsche. If you want to give me one for bigging you up, then that's cool.
Shout out to Porsche.
No, so go to the Porsche garage and go and sit.
I've heard
in
people
a Porsche,
that do this.
You know, that's real. It's real. And you can visualize, shut your eyes, meditation, shut your eyes, and you just visualize yourself driving a car. Or if it's not a car, it doesn't have to be materialistic. It can
yeah,
be
yeah.
Anything.
It could be like just, a feeling, right?
Yeah, it's visualize that feeling.
It could be a big one. A lot of the time when people are having like very poor health or dealing with like an illness, visualizing for that has had huge results, hasn't it? People literally
The Secret explains a lot about that.
You can think yourself better.
Yeah, that's and listening to that, people might just laugh, like we did 3 years ago. That
yeah,
was
like, but do you know, how weird is that? You can think yourself better. How does that sound? It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
What's CBT?
Yeah, exactly. I say that because when I had like a little feature last year on the headline, it put, can you really think your life better? And I'm like, yes you can. It might sound a bit far-fetched, but it's like what you believe and what you think you believe, what you believe you create. I really believe in that.
That's a problem with humanity is people don't believe until they see it, which is...
Oh, yes. I always used to say, I was like so pessimistic. Oh, I believe it when I see it.
Yeah,
like, it's too good to be true.
100%. Like, you've got to
always
imagine.
Used to say that.
So I've got someone in like the fashion world who I really, really look up to. I'm not going to name them. But
yeah.
I really look up to him through business, through fashion, through and most importantly, his mindset is unbelievable. And if he can, I've heard recently that his brand are turning over £1 million a week. So if that's possible for him in 7 years,
yes.
The day after, set my goal for my brand to be doing £1 million a month in 5 years.
Ah, dreams to reality.
No, like, and again, people will laugh. And I love telling people my goals because they do tend to laugh.
People do with loads of stuff. Yeah, because they don't believe it.
Because because you're working here or you're doing this or you. I don't care what I'm doing. Like, you don't know what I'm doing behind the scenes. Like, I'm 100%.
You're like a swan, aren't you? On the top, you're like graceful. Like, yeah, just going back underneath. Exactly. The legs are going at 10 to the dozen.
And it's good. I love telling people that. And I want to hear people. When someone tells me their goal, like a guy I was talking to the other day, I said he's 23. He's telling me he wants 3 houses paid by the time he's 30. And I said to him, does it scare you? And he said, nah, it did. It don't now. And I said, drop a year. Drop 2 years. Do it by the time he's 28. You've got
to
scare yourself.
You want your goals to scare them. You've got to absolutely scare out of you.
100%. Again, that's another Bob Proctor quote.
You do that, don't you?
Yeah.
And that's a good point with goals. I think I like to set goals that are actually going to excite me. If you set goals that are on paper, you're like, yeah, they look fine, they're all right, I can guarantee you won't get them achieved. Because you're like, wait a minute, you need the goals that are going to get you out of bed in the morning, that are literally going to force you to get up, go out, and work on your dream consistently. If you have goals...
Including the setbacks. Yeah. Including the setbacks, you've got, again, you've including got to trust the setbacks. Process. It's 100%.
But you know what I'd say with that one? I think, for anyone listening, if you have a goal and you have a setback, you are absolutely doing it right. Because it means it's challenging and it means it's scary. But I always say the most challenging and scary goals are the most exciting ones.
Have you read the book Think and Grow Rich?
I need to read it, but it's been recommended to me so many times.
I think it's chapter 3. It talks about the guy who is three feet from gold, story from 3 feet from gold. And he was digging and digging and digging for so long. And he literally just sold it to another guy.
Really?
Who knew where the gold was.
Yeah.
And it was 3 feet away. So the guy come in with excavators and everything and dug it up.
Wow. And that's a good lesson.
You can't just give up when you're that close. Like, he didn't know he was that close, but you've got to just believe it.
That's so interesting, because I think, like, with my book and stuff, I could have done that. But then it's like, wait a minute, you're literally just about to get it achieved. Why would you want to give up now?
It's easy.
Easy is it to be like, actually, I'm going to put that on the back burner. To be like, actually, I'm not quitting the goal, but I'm just going to leave it for now. But I always find that when you do that, it's like, it's so hard for things to materialise. You've got to be working on it consistently. And you know what? If you want to take a break from it, ask yourself why. Maybe this goal's not the best goal for you right now. That's also fine. Okay, set a new one. I've always said as well, like in my book, I said a lot of people think that you can't set, and this goes back to what you just said, you can't set a goal that's too small. You gave the example of someone who might say, my goal is literally to get up tomorrow morning. No goal is too small, no goal is too big. I always say this because I think people think, oh, actually, this goal is so small, it shouldn't be worthy of setting it. It really should. It's whatever is right for you. If you like your goal might be, okay, like tomorrow, I'm going to get outside in nature. Tomorrow I'm going to have a social media detox. Next week I'm going to go and catch up with a friend. It doesn't have to be huge, elaborate ones.
And other people's perceptions and opinions are irrelevant to what you're doing.
That's something
I've accepted a lot. Me and one of my friends, we clash sometimes because he's very opinionated, which is cool. And I respect that. I really do. But when people... Okay, so I'll give the example with... So I've got three sons.
Yeah.
I think someone with no kids... Everyone's entitled to their opinions, 100%. I'm not going to dispute that. But if someone's going to try and tell me how to parent or how to do certain things, I'll obviously take it in. But let's be honest, you've got no experience whatsoever.
Are you really going to listen to it then?
Exactly.
Really?
So it's like, why would you ask someone who's broke how to become a millionaire?
It's the same with the example I was going to give. Am I really going to ask somebody who's never wrote a book to give me advice for my book? I'm probably going to go to somebody with a bit of advice, right?
Yeah, and that's our problem. That's a lot of people's problems. We trust our friends' opinions, and our friends are in the same position as us, so it's just a cycle what doesn't break.
And I think it's harder with friends as well, because we do value them so much. Same with family. But I feel like you've got to really go with your gut. I'm all about going my intuition, you know?
And this is the thing where I said earlier about outgrowing people. Like, it's not disrespectful at all. It's genuine. I want everyone to be on the same path. I want everyone to be successful. Success is a mindset. Success isn't having £1 million in a bank. Like my sister's a nurse. She works ridiculous hours. She'll do like 12-hour nights, and then she'll have one day off and then do a 12-hour day, then a 12-hour night. And it's ridiculous. She shouldn't be doing that at where she works. It's insane. But she loves what she does. Hmm. So for me, she's very successful.
That's very successful to her, though.
Yeah, it is.
I love that, because the episode I did with Emily at the end of last season, it was What is Success? And I really think for me, it really is doing something that genuinely lights your fire from within and just doing it well. Like, it's really doing what you want to do. It's not all about, it's not always about having a shit ton of money. Okay, that's fabulous and it helps.
Yeah,
but it really is about doing what you want to be doing and because you enjoy it and because it literally catapults you out of bed in the morning. You're like, yes, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm working as a nurse. I own a petrol station. That's my passion. I heard that on a video. I thought, yeah, you're right.
It can be
the person that's like a wife and a mum. She's like, yeah, I look after my kids and I do it well.
Elle Nightingale, yeah.
Can you see what I'm quoting now?
Elle Nightingale. Success is a progressive realisation of a worthy idea.
It really isn't about, being a businessman. It really isn't. I think people a lot of the time think if you're not a businessman, it's like, well, actually, no. It's about whatever you want to be.
And don't compare either. Like,
don't compare
yourself to others. Obviously.
Yeah, but we do it constantly, though.
100%. And that's the downfall of social media.
We do it constantly.
If you... Social media is false.
Of course it is.
Like,
I've said this so many times. You post the highlights.
Yeah, of course. But... Like I said, that guy who I inspire to, he's on social media, and I don't compare. I don't look at him driving his Porsches or his big house, and I'm like, oh my God, this is what I want. I know I'll get it. Whatever I've set, I know I'll get. And again, it isn't about materialistic things for me. It really isn't, but I deserve what I've set out to get, and everyone deserves it. Everyone deserves the dream car, the dream house, the dream everything.
I agree.
Like, I want a swimming pool and a gym in my house. I really do, and I know I will, but that's just me being me, and no one can take that away from me and say, oh, you just want material.
That is so exciting.
I'm far from the person who's after materialistic things.
But I've always thought that, like, you know, this is interesting. When you're like on this path, like with like law of attraction and all that, it can sometimes be hard to be like, wait a minute, can I want materialistic things but still be grateful? Yeah, you can. Like you just said, you want this, but you're still on this path. I am exactly the same, and it's interesting, isn't it?
It's literally perception.
Tell us more about that.
Life's a perception.
Is it?
Life's a perception. Life's how you perceive it. Simple as that.
What Monday motivational quote did I put up yesterday? I put, you live in the world you're thinking of.
Yeah.
What do you think about that in relation to what you just said?
Oh, that's 100% true.
Tell
100%
it,
true.
Go deeper with it, because I feel like that's such a good one.
Do you know what?
Perception, you live in the world you're thinking of.
Yeah, I think, honestly now, I think, again, I know I've said to people who will be listening to this, go and do this or go and do that, but you definitely, if this is something that you're serious about doing and improve, which you should be.
Everyone should
be.
It's your life.
Got to study someone called Dr. Joe Dispenza. Like, he explains it in depth, something I can't do yet. I'm still learning. I'm far from where I want to be mentally. Far from it. And
we're never finished.
People are like, nah, we're not. Joe Dispenza's not finished.
That's another thing.
Greg Braden.
Will me and you ever sit here and be like, that's it, we're done.
We're completed.
Exactly, no.
Not a chance.
There's always going to be like, okay, I've released a book. Now I'm going to do that. Now that. It's never going to end.
I love that
though, because self-development, and also what I would say is what you said there, investing in yourself is the best investment you'll ever make.
100%.
I see a lot of people, okay, we're going to have our Netflix subscription, but we won't spend the money on a self-development book. I'm just starting small here.
Yeah. It's the same price a month on Audible, isn't it?
But it's nothing. We'll spend the money on our designer bag, but we're not going to go to like a self-development seminar or a class or even have like a life coach or something like that. And that's so interesting because it's like people are they will spend the money on like their self, like the external stuff.
Yeah.
But when it comes to have a life coach, go to a class, buy a book, go to a course. It's like, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I used to think that, but now I'm like, actually, I'd so much rather spend like £100 on something like that than going to like Selfridges and buying like a t-shirt.
Unless it's a PSTV free one.
Oh, obviously. No, I swear to God, though, the old me was literally always about, materialism. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting here now and I can only say it because I've been there and been at that place where I'd always want to buy stuff for my external self.
But you've got to want stuff for you. You like, why did you want those things?
Why?
Why did you actually want them expensive t-shirts?
Oh, I can easily tell you. Because to wear something so then I'd feel like good about myself.
But that's a good reason though.
A good reason. But it actually wasn't at the time because I was buying a lot of stuff to feel happy about myself because I wasn't feeling it from within. Does that make sense?
You're real.
So I wasn't feeling internal happiness. So because I wasn't feeling it internally, I'd go out externally to get it. Mm-hmm. Where now the clothes I do buy, it's like I actually really love fashion. Back then it was more of like a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
So it's different for whatever person you are, I think, isn't it? Oh, I want to say something because I think this goes back to this point here of like the mind. You're not going to say you become what you think about, right? You become what you think about. Tell us about your like experience of that, because you have like, do you like visualize?
Yeah.
Did you visualize your, like, do you know, years ago, did you visualize PSTV3?
To be honest, it was when I first sat down for the old business. Nothing's changed in regards to that except for the name.
Okay.
Everything else is the same. Everything.
Open proctor, you mean?
From Proctor, yeah.
Did you visualise Proctor?
Not for a short period, but it wasn't really about the brand. It was more about what the brand was doing I'm visualising. Like,
that's good,
people
yeah.
on stage. Like, it's not just... I want people like Eric Thomas or someone to be wearing the brand, influencing people in a positive way. Like, that sounds real small, but if you've got Eric Thomas... And it isn't about numbers. It's about genuinely having someone that passionate about what they do, wearing something that you've created is like, insane... So I think I visualised things like that regarding the brand. It wasn't actually the brand I visualised. I think I visualised more the things that are going to be coinciding with the brand.
Right.
Like the charities and stuff. I think I visualised that more than the brand, which again might be... I'm in a learning process.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the right thing, maybe it's the wrong thing. I'm not sure yet. Obviously, I've got goals and visions and stuff with the brand and I'm working non-stop.
Amazing.
To do it. But I think it's the bigger picture. It's the why. Behind the brand that you've got to focus on.
Absolutely.
So when I'm visualising, it's more 5 years away when it becomes that £1 million a month brand. I don't really have to put the attention into the fashion side of it anymore. I can focus on everything else that's going to be coming with it, the mental side of it. That's what I visualise. That's the
passion. Would you say that's... So really then, what it sounds like, and this is really cool, I think, your brand, this is really just the vehicle to deliver the good, isn't
100%,
it?
Yeah,
this
yeah,
isn't really about the clothes, is it?
No, this is...
But I like that, though, because I feel like you're here for a bigger thing.
Yeah, it sounds bad because it's a fashion brand.
But there's a bigger thing behind this, isn't there?
Yeah, but when there'll be a stage where I can actually fund for people to run the fashion side of it.
Right.
Obviously, it's going to be still important to me. It never won't, because it's the vehicle what got me to where I am today. This is what I'm... This is what I visualise. So where I will be, where I am today in 5 years, I can look back and how much the brand helped as a fashion brand and still love that side of it, but other people would be running that. I want to simply deliver the other side of it.
Yes.
That's the purpose.
That's the purpose, right? Whoa. Okay. That's powerful. I'm just processing that. But what I really wanted to kind of like round off with almost is talking about almost like the theme of this in terms of, I know what I do, to be in... this vibration that you're in, would you say that it's all about consistency?
You've got to consistently work on yourself, yeah. You're obviously going to have bad days. I still have bad, like, I don't like telling my kids off, but it's got to happen. There's a certain element of discipline you need with your kids.
Yeah.
But it's not nice. When we do, me and my partner, when we do tell them off, there's nothing they're going to do what's ridiculous. They're going to throw something on the floor. They're not going to do anything ridiculous.
So something
can be forgiven in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And once you kind of forgive, you've got to give them a cuddle. And that's what I do. Like, every time I kind of tell them off, I make sure they feel loved after. Then they know they've been told off.
Yeah.
But, and they know not to do it again, or I think they do until the next time. But I also want them to know that I'll always love them. And that they're the most, that they're my, at the end of the day, I wake up every morning and my why's lying there in bed.
Oh,
all three of them.
That's
my why, period. I think that should be everyone's why in life.
Yeah,
that's life. Yeah. That's the life perspective.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just
I thought you fell asleep then.
No, I'm just like, that is so bloody lovely. You mentioned bad days and like how, do you know now, like what you are like now, how do you like navigate days that aren't so good?
Trust them, accept it.
It takes a lot of
hard.
Practice though,
yeah, of course it does.
It?
I'm not there yet. I'm not going to lie and preach to people and say, oh, I'm positive. I mean, no one...
Is anybody
no one,
though, Andy?
No. I don't believe anyone on this planet is 100% positive all the time. Not a chance.
But I don't think you can be.
I don't think you can be. It's insane. It's inhuman.
Life happens.
Yeah. So I think when you have a bad day, you've got to accept it. Like they say, is it the first hour of the morning dictates your day? So leave your phone alone for the first hour. Simple as that. Leave your phone alone.
Maybe I should do that.
Your alarm, because let's say your alarm's set for 6 o'clock, let's just say, for instance. You turn your alarm off on your phone, or your alarm clock, if it's not like perfect, your phone's not even there. So don't, because all you're going to do is you're going to do the same things that you've always done. You're going to look at messages, what you've got from
so
throughout
hard,
the night.
Though, isn't it?
It's very hard. That's one thing I'm working on at the minute, is don't touch my phone.
It's a really good one.
I'm aiming for a couple of hours, but it's important. It is, some things are important.
Yeah.
But what am I going to do really on my phone? I'm going to check my WhatsApp, my emails. And most people will go on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter and stuff like that. Why? Why do we need to go on at half
it's
six
habit,
in the morning?
It's habit, I suppose, isn't
habit,
it?
That's it.
And we know what happens with habits.
And we know what happens with when you're in that state of mind, when it's all open. You're taking in people who have got what you want.
Do you know what I've realised it with as well? I've definitely realised in the last few years for me, watching the news is a bad one.
I I figured that 3 or 4 years ago.
It's interesting, isn't it?
I don't read papers. I don't read.
How can it? Isn't it interesting how it can actually? It can, yeah, can't it? It can affect.
It's just subconscious. At the end of the day, your subconscious cannot reject anything.
But I'm aware of it now, though. I wasn't back then. I wasn't aware of it. Like, I was just like taking
it's,
it
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it's news.
But it was just coming in and out. And now I'm like, wait a minute. But I don't think I want to be.
But it's not coming out, though, is it? It's sat in there somewhere. That's the problem.
Ooh.
And this is why it's propaganda so powerful.
Real talk.
But that's another subject. I'm not going to go into.
It's another subject for another day, isn't
it? Yeah, 100%. But now it's I don't watch. I used to be the guy who would send the videos on WhatsApp, the ridiculous videos. Not sick videos, but funny videos, but like I can't even.
Were they actually funny though?
This is the point.
Were they some actually
people,
funny?
Some people would say yeah, some people would say no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't send sick things. That I'd never actually do. It's disgusting. But now, I think no one sends me anymore because I don't even watch. As soon as I see something what I believe would be that, I literally don't open it, I delete it. I'm not going to put that into my
head.
That
Andy's on a different like, wavelength these days. It's not into it.
I don't
it.
Get anything like that anymore.
Because they know you're not into it. They're like, I'm not going to bother sending it then.
Definitely.
Or just send it to somebody else.
Who will. Who will watch it and send one back.
Yeah.
But get out of that habit. Ooh. Get out of the habit.
That takes time, though.
It does take time. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of hard work to... It does take
a lot of hard
work. I've
been on this journey, I've been awake. I like to say I'm awake. I've been awake 4 years this year. And it's interesting, like, when I have bad days now, like last week I had a few, and I remember thinking, it's so hard... Actually, it's not. It's so easy to think that, wait a minute, this is the universe, like, punishing me, or this is, like, I've done something wrong, or this is, like, a bad negative thing. This isn't going to end. It's going to be a downward spiral. But then, like, literally, I'm not going to lie, my subconscious, right, like, the voice from within, whatever you want to call it, it was like, you're literally asking, you're getting what you asked for. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you asked for, which we don't know, you asked for more spiritual growth and more growth in your mindset. You're getting it, which is why it's painful, which is why you're like, I don't like this, this is painful, I don't like it.
Yeah.
So I had that moment last Tuesday, I was like, oh my God, wait a minute, you're literally getting what you asked for. This is happening to make you stronger, better. I was like, oh, that is mind-blowing, because it took a while for me to get there, but I was like, yeah, okay, I get it now, I get why this is happening. But what I'm trying to say is that mindset is hard to be in, because we are programmed to condition to be like, this is happening against me, poor me, poor me, poor me, victim mentality, which is what I've been in for like most of my life until 2016. So I think for me to be in this mindset now, it's kind of like such a blessing, because you do see life from a totally different perspective. You just do, like, even when like stuff happens like that's challenging, or when I have anxiety that comes up, I'm like, wait a minute, I know why it's happening. It's happening for a reason. I know what the reason is. Although, like, those times can feel really bad, don't get me wrong, it's never as bad as it used to be.
So that's the thing. People will look at you now, and because you're talking on podcasts and what you're doing on social media, that they might think, oh, you've gone from, how can you go from that to that overnight? But it's really not. You still
have
your bad
work.
But you still have your bad days.
Yeah, like, last week I had, like, anxiety for, like, a good few bouts of it for 3 days in a row, which were really very, very uncomfortable and very intense, and lots of physical symptoms come with all that stuff.
Yeah, mate, how crazy is that?
And it's not nice at all, but I'm here now on this podcast, and like, actually, I got why it happened. So again, I'm afraid there is no fast track to success. There is no fast track to this kind of life. You are still going to have down times and bad times and like shitty moments and all the rest of it. But the only way I can explain it to people listening who aren't really aware is that you just see things differently and it just feels better. Is that like a good way of saying
most
it?
Definitely, yeah.
That's the only way I can describe it to someone who is like, what you want about. It just feels, you just feel different.
To be honest, I don't think you're going to get many people like that listening to your podcast anyway.
Yeah,
I think you. I think what you get watching your by listening to your podcast will be people who are willing,
really into it. From what I've had,
I'm willing to actually do things that you're. So the thing, this is my point about podcasts and books. And I try to read a book a month. I try to listen to two to three podcasts a day.
Tell us about all that stuff you do then. Tell us about that. So what kind of stuff? So for anyone listening again, like the stuff that you consume in terms of media. To feel good, what do you do?
Feel good?
Yeah, to listen, like, you talk about podcasts and videos and books.
Okay.
Give us a few, like, options for people.
I think, what do you mean, titles of books and stuff?
Yeah, okay. Definitely, please.
100% The Magic, 100%. Yeah. I didn't actually read The Secret, I watched it on YouTube, but you can just put The Secret into YouTube, watch that.
Yeah.
You can't really put, onto books or stuff.
Yes.
Like, I do this, at the minute I'm reading something called Meditation by Greek gods.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard of it, though.
Which wasn't even meant to be published. It was,
Just,
it was basically his journal of gratitudes and quotes and stuff like that, but it was published, obviously, this was years ago, but it was published And it's unbelievable. It is an unbelievable. I'm probably about a third of the way through. I was given a book by someone who, this is the thing, someone who's very successful, who I believe to be very successful, who's doing stuff what in the world I want to kind of be in the fashion world or the mental health world or anything like that. And they give me recommendations and stuff. Whether I want to or not, I watch it and read it. So this guy gave me the book about Ray Kroc, the one who started McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I watched, read it within 3 days.
Amazing.
And I gave him the feedback, what I took from it. And it was a lot from a business perspective.
Yeah.
Then obviously my meditation book is completely different to that.
It's more about the spirituality side of things, isn't it?
Yeah. And perception.
Yeah.
You've read a book called Mindset, haven't you?
Yeah.
Mindset.
A really good one for anyone listening who wants to get into this kind of stuff. Tony Robbins, Awaken the Giant Within.
I've got that on Audible.
Awaken the Giant Within. It's, guys, you'll see it. It's a huge, if you actually get the book, very big. It's a really chunky book.
Is it?
Big.
I've got it on Audible.
Biggest book that I've ever read. Oh my God. It's phenomenal. Really like that one. How about podcasts? We're really into our podcasts, aren't we, massively? I think people now... Seriously, I think people are getting into them so much because on their commute to work or it's just so easy because you don't actually have to look at the book and read it. You've just got it.
Podcasts are easy. Like,
so easy.
If you're doing a 45-minute to work.
That's what I mean.
That's a podcast.
Yeah.
So instead of listening to your Radio 1
or
whatever, what value is...
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Which ones are you into?
Recently, I'm very much into Tom Bilyeu. I've been into him for a few years.
Yeah, Andy introduced me to him.
Have you been listening to it?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I've been into it when he had Quest. I watched one of the first videos I watched actually was Tom Bilyeu with a guy called Billionaire PA.
Right.
And it was a guy who was a criminal in America and he was homeless and he literally...
You told me about this.
Yeah, do you remember?
Yeah.
And he was living in his car, his truck.
Yeah.
And he just filled his car with quotes on sticky paper and literally... He's in the light and kind of changed his perception on it. And I think he started working with...
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Started working with Bob Proctor, I think.
Yeah.
But I spoke to him. I spoke to him in 2018.
Did actually. You?
Yeah. On social media.
Wow.
He was going to come over. He was going to come over just for an hour just to meet me. But coming with that was obviously a payment. And
course,
I told him, we'll have a chat in the future.
Yeah.
And none of us will have to part any money. And I still believe that to this day. But Tom Bilyeu now, it's Impact Theory on Spotify.
Impact Theory on Spotify.
He's. I've literally listened to the one with Joe Dispenza.
Yeah, which I've listened to
as well. I've still got it on today.
It's phenomenal. It's only half an hour.
Is it half an hour?
Something like that. It's a very quick one, but...
But it's all about the conscious and subconscious.
Eye-opening, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love him.
This is what I'm saying about when I said earlier. Listen to him. There's my brother sent me something on YouTube from him and Greg Braden.
All right.
They've got like a company and this is all they do as well. And I'm going to... I've never, again, it's about excuses. I would rather listen to the stuff I'm kind of listening to at the minute.
Okay.
But I will get onto that. There's a lot of things, people send me a lot of things and I can't watch
right away. We'll never listen to every single podcast or read every book.
We've got to
pick and choose what we want to listen to, right?
Not. I've got about 15 books. I said to you the other day, I've got about 15 books in my...
You've not even read mine yet.
it's there. It's in
Being
there.
The best
it's,
Jew.
It's in there. I think the best book I've ever read.
Yeah, go on.
Is The Alchemist.
Okay, my friend Jess told me to read that one. My favourite book is The Power of Now.
See, I told you this, didn't I? I was
that's
reading
that's my
it.
Favourite because it blew my mind in so many different ways.
That's the point. I think
it made my head ache.
I stopped. I got about a third of the way.
Of course you did because it makes
and
your
I
head
stopped.
Ache.
I was like, what?
Because it scares the actual crap out of you.
So I'll get back to that one. It did genuinely blow my head.
The Power Now has to... I only say it's my favourite because let's just say it changed me in ways I can't even describe.
Really?
Yeah, just because I think when you... Or it's almost like when you hear something like that, you can't unhear it.
Yeah.
It's like when you've heard something that's so profound, it's like, wait a minute, that's powerful. I want to read it again, actually. I want to read it again. Yeah,
do you think it was me being scared last year, the reason I walked away from it?
Yeah, because I think when you read some of the stuff in that book, it's like...
It is insane.
It's like, I want to put it over there and just kind of walk off a minute.
I was reading it and I was just like...
It's a lot, isn't it?
I'll read this next month when I'm feeling a bit better.
Yeah, it's a great one.
I'll get back onto it.
At least you've got it, though, because it's fantastic. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Okay, we've actually been... This episode has been an hour and 10 minutes. Would you believe that? We've been talking that long.
We haven't touched most of it.
That's. I feel like I need to get you back on. Andy, I need to get you back on. Are you going to come back on in another time? Yeah,
100%.
I just think there's so much more we need to talk about. How would you kind of, like, sum up... Just give us, like, a lasting kind of little... A few words about, like... What you've done and what you want to say going forward. Like, just give us a message to people listening, I think. Anything that you think is going to be helpful.
Start your gratitudes.
Yes.
First thing, and the most important thing, I'd say, start your gratitudes now. As soon as you've listened to this podcast, write your gratitudes down. 3 to 5. I'll tell you what to do. Write 3 to 5 people, 3 to 5 things about yourself for 30 days starting as soon as you finish this podcast. Message either Jack Motivator Boy, yeah. PSDV3, or Milan 8619.
Your personal one.
And give us feedback on how you feel or what's happened in this 30-day period. Because they say it takes 28 days to change your habit. So that's why the magic's 28 days. But yeah, do it for 30 days and literally message one of us. And
watch your life change. Because my God, it will.
Truly.
Andy, it's for your tour. Oh, I absolutely love that. Wow. Yeah, I've got a lot to process. I absolutely love that. I always say this, I'm going to say it again. When I do these podcasts, I really like it because towards the end, I feel so motivated and fired up. Like, all day long, I'm doing this podcast for you guys. It really helps me as well.
Yeah,
so guys, what an amazing episode to have. The 1 year anniversary of A Slice of Life. It's been getting exactly a year right now. Yeah, guys, thank you so, so much for listening. Send me lots of love, lots of positivity, and I will see you next month. Bye, guys. Hi everyone, thank you so much for listening to a brand new episode of A Slice of Life with me, Jack Walton. Please rate, share and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever else you get your episodes from. Don't forget to follow me on social media at I Am Jack Walton on my new business page, Motivator Boy. We thanks to our producer Hassanul Haq, to this month's guest Andy Milan, and you the viewer for listening. See you next month!